It's 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5. The Fanatic, the 4 o'clock hour brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Check them out online at landisbc.com. All right, it's Monday. It's Christmas Eve. And my man's working on Christmas Eve like a lot of us. Brian Westbrook, number 36, brought to us by Visit Philly. Headed to the city for the game. Book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package. Enjoy over $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com. Mr. Westbrook, happy Christmas Eve to you.
Happy Christmas Eve, Mikey Miss. How are you, man?
Doing good. You have the carrots out and the cookies yet?
I just got finished making some cookies. You know, a little milk for Santa.
Beautiful.
A little list there, everything. I do it all.
All right, you checking that list twice?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, make sure you don't make any mistakes.
I've been telling the kids, listen, if you don't be good, then you're not getting anything. I got to figure out something else to use after Christmas is over.
You use the old coal in the stockings thing?
That's right. Yeah, every day. Absolutely.
All right, man, let's talk about this game. Listen, I'm converted. I can't help it. I've now seen it twice in a row. They beat a team yesterday, a good team, by the way, with no running attack. He threw for almost 500 yards. He made play after play. He got a face mask stuck in his sternum and still completed a big pass. He threw an 83-yard bomb. I mean, the guy is just doing magical things, and they have turned into a good team with him at quarterback. What say you?
Well, I can't disagree with anything that you said. This team looks totally different. I think it's not all Nick Foles, but a lot of it certainly is. He's allowing the guys around him to make some big-time plays. He's giving these guys an opportunity downfield. I think it certainly helps him to have Darren Sproles back. And it looks like, you know, there's some guys coming back, Jordan Hicks and, Avante Maddox on the defensive side that have helped out just a bit. But a lot of this has to do with Nick Foles, his ability to get the ball out of his hands and giving guys opportunities to make some plays, and they have.
What stuck out to you in that game? We had some great plays on both sides of the football. How did he get it done with no running back? With no running attack. Because last week we were saying it's the balance that helps Nick Foles, but he made play after play.
Yeah, no, he did make play after play, and I think when you look at the passing game, the thing that helps Nick, you know, it's not really rocket science at all. It's this. He spreads the ball around. He throws to the open receiver, and he takes what the defense gives him. And that's a big factor. When you take what the defense gives you, that means you're throwing the ball to the guy that has one-on-one coverage. Now, there's been a couple times where he threw the ball to Zach Ertz. I'm thinking of one down on the goal line where Zach finds a way to get open, and he catches the ball in double coverage. But most times, Nick is just doing a great job of reading the defense, and if the safety is rolling to the left, he's throwing the ball to the right. The safety is rolling to the right, he's throwing the ball to the left. He's getting the ball to the guys with the highest percentage and opportunity chance to catch it, and that means everybody touches the ball. That means all of the receivers stay involved in the game, and the defenses have to guard the entire width of the field. And when you have guys like Alshon Jeffrey going deep, now they have to guard much further down the field. It has really opened this entire offense up, and, you know, it really can't say much more about Nick Foles. He's done a great job.
All right, here's the million-pound elephant in the room now, though, because if this plays out, which I do believe, you know, when I see water turn into wine, I follow the dudes. You know what I'm saying? So I think this plays out to the point where they beat Washington, Minnesota loses, they get into the playoffs, they even do something in the playoffs, and now you've got the scenario in front of you. The franchise quarterback, you can trade for a lot. The other guy's only 29 years old. He'll give you at least 4 years to find another franchise quarterback in the draft. You can't deny it. So where are you?
Mike, stop it. Stop it. Where did this come from? You ambushed me.
I saw water being turned into wine, Brian. I can't deny
you
it anymore.
Completely ambushed me. Now, listen. I agree. Nick Foles has done a great job. But also, let's not forget, the Rams secondary has struggled the last few weeks. The Texans secondary has been horrible for most of the year. So he's played two secondaries, two games in a row that just have not been very good. So let's start there.
Yeah, but yesterday they got a rush on the quarterback. Texans get a rush on the quarterback.
The Texans had three guys injured during the game in the secondary. They're just, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Nick because he did a great job. But we also have to keep this all in perspective. Normally in the NFL, over time, extended periods of time, not small samples, the better and more talented player usually has more success. There's no argument that Carson Wentz is more talented than Nick Foles. In the long term, normally speaking, the better talent plays out and does a better job for your football team. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And but again, you cannot argue with the success that Nick is having.
Listen, I was saying exactly what you just said last week. I was saying the same thing you were saying. And I looked at this game yesterday. I go, he did it again against a good team. And this time they didn't even have a running back. And I just can't deny it anymore. They seem to play differently with the guy.
They do. There's no denying that. They do seem to play a little bit different. They have a different swagger. I think that offense looks totally different. And again, having Darren Sproles back helped that out quite a bit. Doug Peterson going for it on fourth down and being successful every single time helped out a lot. You know, them being 56% conversion rate on third down helped that out an awful lot. But a big part of that is Nick Foles and what he's able to do. That does not mean to me that I'm willing to trade Carson Wentz. It actually sounds crazy for you to think that.
Okay, I'm going to give you two hypothetical deals. These are just barroom arguments.
Okay.
The Giants call, they go, we'll give you Saquon and number one for Wentz.
Saquon and the Giants, who are one of the worst teams
number
in
one.
The NFC.
Number one.
Yeah.
For a franchise quarterback.
That's a tough one to turn down.
Uh-huh.
And that's tough because you're getting number one back.
Right.
And you're getting one of the best top two running backs in the league.
Yep.
So that one's a tough one to turn down.
Okay.
That is a deal that I would accept.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now here's Jacksonville. They call. Jalen Ramsey and two number ones.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. These are the worst. I would probably take that too. But again, these are deals that nobody would ever offer. But I would take both of those deals in a weird world.
Teams offer a lot for franchise quarterbacks.
Well, but Mike, here's the thing. Those same teams are telling us, and they're seeing the same thing that we're seeing with Nick Foles taking the offense to the next level that we all have seen that the Carson Wentz just wasn't able to do. So why would they ever offer that much for something that, you know, Nick Foles was able to do and Carson Wentz wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talk about it in basketball when we talk about Markelle Fultz getting traded for some great player, you know, and we're always like, well, why would they take our quote-unquote trash
right.
and give us something great?
Right.
We can't do it the other way in football because we're giving up, I mean, in that first trade, we're getting the first round pick, which is obviously great, but at the same time, we're getting arguably one of the best running backs in the league.
Uh-huh.
It just doesn't make any sense.
All right.
Doesn't make any sense. But again, you made these trades so hard to resist. You made them so hard. That's a good job by you. I would take both of those trades.
Yeah, so would I. But my point is that there are people that will offer a lot for a chance at Carson Wentz. And there's always another franchise quarterback coming up the pike, bro.
Maybe.
You know that?
Maybe. Well, and listen, this is what I think has to happen. If I'm Carson Wentz, I'm taking a long look at what Nick Foles is doing. I'm taking a long look at how this team responds to his type of leadership. I'm taking a long look of how spreading the ball around, getting everyone involved, keeps and makes this team run much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Doug Peterson, I'm getting in Carson Wentz's ear and say, listen, I know you want to do things your way. I know you want to run the team your way. This is how this team works best. It happened last year, and it's happening again this year. You need to adjust and change to the way that Nick is doing things, not the way that you've been running things when you're in there starting. That's a long conversation he has to have with our starter and franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz.
All right. Look at your crystal ball. Minnesota lose next week?
Yes, they lose.
They lose. Eagles win.
Eagles get into the playoffs. And I'm telling you right now, I did not see this 3 weeks ago. I had no faith that this was going to happen, but I didn't see our team playing much better. Even though they gave up some yards to D-Hop, our defense is playing better. They're getting some turnovers. We saw that 2 weeks ago against the Rams. We're seeing our offense be explosive, be dynamic, and now we're talking about, and we know we didn't get very much from the run game, but Darren Sproles was a difference maker out of the backfield. I mean, when you watch it, there's nobody that can check Darren Sproles out of the backfield when he's scooting out.
He had a major run that in that last series.
Big time run. They couldn't tackle him. They can't find him to tackle him. And I went back and watched. I mean, of course, Zach Ertz gets all the catches. I went back and watched the kid. And my thought, if I was on the defense, I'm putting a safety on him, and that'll slow him down. The Texans put a safety on him. That did not slow Zach Ertz down at all.
Nope.
He actually had just as good a game against. So he that at this point, he's unstoppable. That's what that means.
Yep.
So that's how good of a player he is.
Brian, listen, have a great Christmas with the fam, and we will talk to you next week.
You too, guys. Merry Christmas.
There he is. Brian Westbrook hanging in with us on Christmas Eve. And, of course, Brian is brought to us by Visit Philly. Headed to the city for the game, book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package and enjoy $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com. All right, let's go to Warren in Columbia, PA. What's up, Warren?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. A couple things. I've been watching your show since June and totally love it.
Thanks,
love it.
Buddy. I know Columbia, PA, too.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, because we the team basketball team I was on in high school beat you guys in the playoffs.
What team was that?
You went down, Columbia.
What was that? What team?
Bristol High.
Bristol. I believe it was 86 or 87.
We got revenge on them? Yeah.
Went down and beat Bristol in the state championship.
Yeah. Oh, really? We took you out at the Plester. But go ahead. Your point.
I remember. Oh, that was back in the 60s. I remember.
No, not 60s. Come on.
Yeah, whatever. Anyhow, Mike, I agree 100% with what you're saying about making the trades. You ought to quit your job and hopefully get down on South Broad and be the GM.
I want, like, Howie's got to be thinking the same thing, but the fan base is thinking exactly what I'm thinking.
And I think Brian said it all at the leadership. I think that Carson Wentz doesn't have the leadership abilities that Nick Foles does.
Well, listen, I don't know if he does or not because the sample size is small. What I know is that this team was transformed as soon as this guy took a snap.
Absolutely.
And so I'm believing it. You know, people have been trying to say he's a better quarterback. Whatever it is, it's transpiring right in front of me.
Yep. And I might be old school, but certainly when they went out to L.A. to play the Rams, a big game like that, if I remember right, I see Carson Wentz plugging his phone or his ear plugs into an iPhone, standing there singing to the music.
He's probably listening to Christian gospel.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you should be right up there on the
sideline. Well, he's probably calming himself down. All right, listen, speaking of songs, you want to play the winner's game here with Christmas songs?
Yep, but one other thing, Mike.
Yes.
If Nick Foles was playing for the Phillies when he came up the bat, they'd be playing the old Monkey song, I'm a Believer.
There you go. All right, bro.
Yeah, I'll play the Christmas song.
All right. So far, left on the court is Little Drummer Boy by Bing Crosby. Let's play Little Drummer Boy from Bing for my man Warren. Oh, looks dramatic.
They told
baritone.
Me ba-rum-pum-pum-pum.
All right, good. All right, now let's get the challenger in here. Taking the floor. Go ahead, Tyrone. Oh, no. Oh, no. This could be the number one seed.
Chestnuts roasting.
Oh, my God. Christmas song by Nat King Cole. Who you got?
The
rum pum pum pum. Rum pum pum pum! Over the Christmas song?
Absolutely.
Oh, no! I can't have that. I can have an executive reversal.
Yep, you have three total. That's your first of three,
no,
Mike.
Rum pum 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 can't beat that song.
All right, so Little Drummer Boy out. You have one of three.
Well, let's vote here.
No, I agree.
We have three here. We have three. Nat, where are you going?
I was stunned that he picked up because I would go Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
I'm going Nat King Cole. Yeah. So it's a unanimous reversal. With all due respect.
Thanks for playing. We disagree.
I don't know if that song can be beat. That might be the winner. Might take the court, take on all challenges until it's too tired to run anymore.
There's still some heavy hitters out there, but I we knew this was going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
I thought Little Drummer. Nah, I don't know.
See, that's one of these deals. Next, 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 next. Now we done. Right? Are we done? I have to get somewhere.
He's got a long way to go. We got a lot of songs left. It's not a given. There's a lot of big, famous people still out there.
Happened to me. I won 5 straight games at Rec Hall, Penn State, and I realized I was late for a date. So that was when I had to run home and wolf down a can of wax beans right from the can and then threw up on the date.
Wait, what?
Yep. True story.
Wax beans.
5 straight games. Kept winning, 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 winning. I look up. I go home. No, I'm late for a date. So I had to run home. Shower. I hadn't had anything to eat all day. I look what's in the cupboard. There was a can of wax beans.
Well, do you?
I opened the can and ate the wax beans just to get something in me.
Yeah.
So I'm on a date, couple drinks, blah, blah, blah. I'm walking with the girl towards my apartment, blah, in the street.
Wax beans everywhere.
The date didn't include food?
Huh?
The date didn't include food?
We were headed there.
Oh,
and you vom the wax beans in the meantime?
We had a little preliminary drinks.
And you were going to eat at the house?
No, we were going to go somewhere, but yeah, we were walking past my apartment, but we were headed somewhere else to get something to eat. And I went wax bean in the street.
Were they canned?
They were canned. I didn't even heat them.
Oh, God. So they had all that thick goo on them?
It was their first day, and it was Holly.
Well, did you see her again? Was there a second?
She was a thin blonde.
No.
So, what?
Wow.
I can really, Mike? Never would have thunk that.
She left me on the street.
Oh.
Oh, she's terrible. She's not concerned.
Then, good. You got it out early.
That's right.
She left me on the street.
It's not your fault you bombed the beans.
A little bit his fault, but she should still have
compassion. Yeah, I was late. I rushed it. It was really my fault. I screwed up.
She should have been a little bit more understanding.
That happens. Yes. No.
Good riddance.
All's fair in love and war.
Love and wax beans.
Love and wax beans. They were yellow little cut wax beans.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know why they were in the cupboard, frankly. T-Love on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
You. Happy holidays.
What's up, T?
Hey, man. First of all, you had the wrong version of Little Drummer Boy playing anyway.
We have Bing Crosby, man.
I don't know how I got that far. The Harry Simone Chorale is the best version of Little Drummer Boy.
You can't be Bing. You can't be Bing. It's a classic.
Listen,
come on.
You're old enough to know better.
No.
Okay?
Bing Crosby is Bing Crosby. Come on.
You play the Harry Corral.
Nah, they lost.
The Harry Corral.
T-Love, stop crying over spilt milk. It's gone. It's lost.
All right.
Nat King Cole is on the court right now.
Hey, listen. Nat King Cole, greatest song ever. Donny Hathaway, second greatest Christmas song ever. This Christmas, so you can shut it down after that. But
those two might match up. We'll see.
Well, those are the two greatest Christmas songs ever, man.
Yeah.
But let me get to what I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
All right, Nicky Foles.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this guy, I don't know. He's a religious guy, so I'm not going to say he sold his soul to the devil, but he has played, including the Super Bowl. And these two games, man, are incredible. And he has a good leader on the squad. But I'm going to have to say, you can't trade the future of the franchise. And I blame the management. I'm going to keep saying this. Carson Wentz is a much better quarterback when he's able to move around. When he's able to move around and spot people, he's lead-footed in the pocket this year, and that's why he couldn't throw to anybody else. And then, he basically...
Right. I hear that. But here's my retort to you. I'll get another future.
Yeah, well, you know
what? You always get another future.
You can always get another future. How can you go against Nicky Foles right now?
Can't.
I mean, what he's doing is remarkable. What he did in the Super Bowl is remarkable. But I can't give up the franchise. I got to figure out.
Guess what you're getting back for the franchise?
I got to figure out a way to make both of them survive here.
Nah, you can't make both of them survive. You know that's an impossibility. Come on, T.
I know it's an impossibility, but I see a future and I see now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
now
is what
I'm worried about.
Well, listen, you have a valid opinion, all right? Because I had the same opinion on Carson Wentz. He's a franchise quarterback. He's not the last franchise quarterback. I got to put everything together here. I got to put it all in an equation. And what's it equal? Equals I can live with Nick Foles, and I can live with getting a bounty for Carson Wentz, and I can live with drafting another franchise quarterback in the year 2020. 610-632-0975. On the other side, we're going to hear from Nick. Almost brought tears to my eyes. Post-game comments. And also, we're going to go around the NFL. Only three things piqued my attention this weekend. So it's a shortened version of Around the NFL, and that's coming up next.
A Christmas miracle. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. Eagles continue their hunt for the playoffs after beating the Texans 32-30. Nick Foles set a franchise record throwing for 471 yards. Doug Peterson addressed the team's progress.
I think we've gotten better throughout the season. You definitely want to be playing your best football collectively as a group this time of year, and I think we are doing that.
Ron Jaworski checks in with Mike at 5:10. Sixers beat the Raptors over the weekend 126-101. They'll play the Celtics tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 5:30. Flyers beat the Rangers yesterday 3-2. They play the Lightning on Thursday. Christmas is tomorrow, but there's still time to spread cheer with all new Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards, the 3D cards that open up to reveal a world of holiday wonder. Find them wherever our Hallmark cards are sold. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for our daily best of show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Mizzinelli on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
At 4:30 on a Christmas Eve, only three games caught my attention because the rest of them are just, you know, they don't count. They don't matter. But these do. Let's start with number three. The Vikings still have the edge, and they're officially a hot team. But as they were coming to the locker room after whooping the Detroit Lions 27-9, they witnessed God and the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Houston Texans on a last-second field goal. And that means they have to beat the formidable Bears next week to get in the playoffs. Not an easy task. Kirk Cousins had a near-perfect day. He threw for 253 and three touchdowns, no interceptions. Vikings got off to a sluggish start. Then Cousins caught fire. He threw two touchdowns in the second quarter. The second, a Hail Mary 44-yard TD to Kyle Rudolph, which wound up putting Minnesota ahead for good. Nice effort, Lions. Thanks for showing up. Here's the TD pass to Rudolph.
He's 30 yards from the line of scrimmage. Detroit rushes 3.5 as Jared Davis eyeballs Cousins, who fires into the end zone to the right side. And it's caught! Touchdown! An amazing touchdown catch by Kyle Rudolph. And the Vikings amazingly have taken the lead in the shadow of halftime. It's a 44-yard miraculous connection from Cousins to Kyle Rudolph.
That's a good call. The shadow of halftime. And on Christmas Eve, Rudolph makes the catch. Number two. Meanwhile, the Bears. Now, as an Eagle fan, You were rooting like hell for Chicago, since the Bears' loss may have killed their chances for the second playoff seed, and they may have laid down this week against Minnesota, and they almost gave this one away. Back to that in a second. Now, there was a good old-fashioned hockey fight, the third and fourth man in this game after Mitchell Trubisky got blasted on the sidelines by Richard Sherman. The Bears' Joshua Bellamy and Anthony Miller started raining blows on Sherman, and all three wound up being ejected by the replay officials in New York. First time that's ever happened.
Cohen now sets to the right of Mitch Trubisky, lifts his right leg, extends his arms, gets the snap from Whitehair. With time, Cox it now, he's going to leave the pocket, running left to the 30. Penalty marker down. Mitch is hit after he slides feet first. Boy, the Bears bench explodes.
Uh-oh.
And there's a melee in front of the Bears bench.
Just be smart, you guys. Be smart.
Come on, man. He didn't need a hockey announcer for that kind of thing, don't we? All right, anyway, the Bears seem to be cruising to victory when Allen Robinson, can't stay proud, got stripped in 49er territory. The Niners started driving, but then their quarterback Nick Mullins went brain dead on a 4th-and-4. He throws a Hail Mary pass to the end zone, which was knocked down when Mullins could easily have run for the first down. Here's the play.
Drive alive, and he basically threw a Hail Mary.
He did.
Sherrick McManus, great coverage, looking back for the football. It's way out of bounds.
You got to rip a dude for that. Come on, announcers. What's he doing? He threw a Hail Mary, couldn't run for first down. All right, number one. If the Eagles get into the playoffs and they somehow get to play the Saints in the playoffs and beat them in New Orleans, I'm officially going to camp out at the NovaCare Center. Get on my knees and try like heck to rub Nick Foles' tattered white garments and sandals. The Saints clinched the number one seed in the NFC playoffs by beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-28 behind more Drew Brees magic. Steelers were up late. They failed to get a first down on a ridiculous fake punt call. That gave Brees a short field. So he drives him down. A rookie receiver drops a short first down pass. Good sign for the Steelers, right? Nope. Brees converts 3rd-and-20. Then he later hits Michael Thomas for a TD. Then Ben Roethlisberger looks like he's going to win the game. Hits Juju Smith with a big pass down the field, and this happens.
Roethlisberger takes the snap, drops back, three-man rush, throws over the middle. That ball is caught across the 40 to 45. Ball is out! Ball is out! The ball is out! The Saints have recovered it! The ball is out!
Oh, poor Juju Smith. He's on the sidelines, guys. He's crying. Man, that's a tough loss. That was a tough fumble. And he landed on a dude, so there was no ground contact. All right, that concludes Around the NFL, brought to you by Berlin Farmers Market on Clementon Road in Berlin, New Jersey, where shopping is an adventure. Online at berlinsfarmersmarket.com. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Tampa. Christmas Eve in Tampa with Henry. What's up, Henry?
What's up, Mike and Miz?
How you doing, buddy?
Happy Christmas Eve and Merry Christmas.
Good. What are you doing for Christmas Eve, Hen?
Just watching television.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
All right. No special feast or anything?
I want to get to the Eagles.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm not a big Nick Foles fan. So I love Carson Wentz.
You're not a big Nick Foles fan after what you've seen the last two games?
Let's go back in the first week in the season and the second week in the season.
Yeah, we're not there, though. You know, we're in the money part of the season right now, bro.
I don't see this happen. I don't think the Eagles are going to beat the Redskins, and Minnesota's going to beat the Bears.
Well, Minnesota might beat the Bears, but the Eagles aren't going to lose to the Redskins. There's no way. Listen, if that would happen, that would be one of the most monumental losses in Eagle history. Chance to make, well, you know, depending on what Minnesota does, it might not matter, but you know what I'm saying here.
And I won't get rid of Carson Wentz. I will keep Carson Wentz.
You would keep Carson and let Nick go his merry way.
Yes.
All right. I don't know, Henry. You know that magic is happening. You're seeing the magic right in front of you, right?
I've seen it, but I don't know if he can pull it off.
You got to believe in the magic, Henry. When magic comes your way, you got to snatch it.
Remember what you said a couple of weeks ago? You did think.
Listen, I've seen the light. I've seen water turned into wine, bro. I'm on board.
Yeah, you think Nick Foles...
Taking a sip of that wine right now.
You think Nick Foles was playing in week one and week two in the regular season, you think we would have been in a better off predicament than we are now?
You mean if Wentz was playing?
No,
who knows? I don't care. I pay attention to what's happening now. What's happening now is unfolding right in front of our eyes, and it's magical, and I'm stunned by it, but I've been drawn by it. It pulled me in. You know, it's like rapids. Suck me right in. David Holmesburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Merry Christmas to you and your A-team, Mike.
You too, Dave.
Listen, I was talking to you Friday, and I was telling you, Foles pulls it off again. Wentz has to be traded for his psyche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember
you
that point.
You
want
to give me them trade guys for Wentz? I'd do it in a second.
Yeah, well, of course, I buffed up the deals a little bit. I made it like almost impossible to turn down those deals. I don't know if they would get offered that kind of a deal. I'm just saying.
Deals.
Well, they will, and that's what I'm saying. If the deal is as good as those two I presented, what would you do?
Absolutely do it, Mike, and I'm a big Wentz fan. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I might even do it if he doesn't take us to the playoffs. I'm thinking about doing it now.
Nah, I can't do it now. You got to play the whole thing out. The miracle, it has some tentacles left to grow.
I'm like you, Mike.
Yeah, miracles.
I'm converted. I snoop my eyes in secondly when I'm sitting here.
I gotcha.
I'm converted.
I hear you. Yeah, I've got, listen, what I'm saying today about this conversion includes the miracle continuing. Like, it doesn't stop here. If they don't make the playoffs, they went on. This is not even a subject.
But they do play so much better under Foles.
Yeah, but they still, like, the miracle, God would be telling me. No.
You and God. I'll bet you. I'm on board.
All right.
One other thing got me upset.
What?
Why do they got to move all them games to 4 o'clock Sunday?
Drama. You got to have the audience hang in there for drama.
But the Bears might let up if they see the Rams are romping.
Well,
time on.
It's possible, but so you want the Bears game at 1 o'clock for the Eagles' purposes?
Absolutely.
See, the TV's gone. We want the drama at 4:25.
Then we ain't going to know. Like I said, they'll pull Trubisky and everybody if the Rams are romping.
Well, that's possible. We'll see what happens. All right. You want to play winners here?
Sure.
Christmas song winners?
Sure.
The Christmas song by Nat King Cole has the court. Here is the challenger. Christmas. White Christmas, the Drifters.
The Drifters, or I'm going with Nat.
You're going with Nat King Cole. All right, yes. You got it, buddy. Nat King Cole defeats White Christmas. Now, White Christmas by the Drifters is a good song, but who made White Christmas famous?
That's Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby did.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Drifters version has now outsold or outdownloaded.
It has.
Yes, outstreamed the...
Yeah,
the Bing version. Now, why? My guess is because of movies.
Yeah.
All the movies use the Drifters version.
Yeah.
So I think that's why. So it's on a bunch of soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you download the soundtrack, you get it. But that's why.
And
I think
then they come in
popular.
With them.
Christmas
whole
song uses it and all that. Yeah.
The Christmas song by Nat King Cole may just ride this to the finish.
There's a couple here that can beat it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
I think this is a horse that took the lead out of the gate, and nobody can catch it.
We'll see.
All right, coming up also, a solemn tribute to Nick Foles and his post-game comments after this.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How about that? B-Hop and Tyrone. In the same liner.
Rocking around
Beautiful stuff.
I like the only roll in the finest of circles.
There you go. You want to hear some Foles stuff?
Of course. Sure.
Courtesy of Hembo.
Yeah.
Hembo just sent me some stuff. Nick Foles, obviously, set the single-game passing record with 471, breaking number five's record of 464.
I'm embarrassed.
Set on December 5th, 2004 against the Packers when five did that. Foles was the first Eagle quarterback with 400 passing yards and four passing touchdowns in a single game since Nick Foles in week 9 of 2013. When he went 406 with seven touchdowns at the Raiders. He's now 8-2 as a starter for the Eagles, including playoffs. Foles threw three of his touchdowns within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, tied for his most such pass TDs in a game in his career. Foles' other TD pass was the 83-yarder to Nelson Aguilar. That pass was thrown 53 yards down the field, tied for the third most air yards on any pass TD this season. Kirk Cousins threw 155. Josh Rosen threw 154. Foles was 6-9 for 220 yards on throws of at least 15 yards down the field. He threw two of his touchdowns on fourth down, becoming the second quarterback with multiple fourth down passing touchdowns in a game this season. He also went 13 of 14 on third and fourth downs. And afterwards, in a mini speech that made me weep almost like City of Angels, this is what he had to say.
Yeah, it did. It did. It's emotional. Like I said, I love playing in Philly. I knew this was, you know, there's a chance this could be it. And, you know, I don't think about the future, but I am aware of that because this city means a lot to me. This team means a lot to me. Wearing that jersey means a lot to me. A couple weeks ago when I ran out of that tunnel, I didn't expect to play. I'm there to support the team and do what I can. And I got emotional then because I knew that there's a chance this coming to an end. But at the end of the day, I am very grateful for every opportunity to play here, to play in front of our fans, to wear that jersey no matter what. No one can ever take that away from me. And this was a special one tonight. I don't know what the future holds. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to focus on now, enjoy just being in Philadelphia, enjoy the people, enjoy wearing this jersey, because it's some of the most special moments in my life.
Oh, my God. Nick Cage lost Meg Ryan, and we might lose Nick.
But
Nick Foles.
That's why you love him. He's just
so... Let's make some noise. Come on.
Oh, God.
What he just said was really special.
It was. It got me.
It got Mike.
I'm telling you.
Why are you so cynical, Natalie? You're most delicious positivity. And now look at you. Mike's showing some sincere emotion.
I'm a heartless bastard. It broke me down.
I'm just a little confused. This is new to me. Your newfound Nick Foles love. It's going to take me a minute.
We've been doing a show for 2 hours, 50 minutes.
Look, it's been a long 3 months.
Yeah, long, hard road, and I know, but Mike is there. I almost broke my phone when I started seeing what he was texting me. But I was like, it costs too much to replace it. But if I was rich, I would have broke my phone dealing with this guy yesterday.
Break your phone. I'm giving you the sentiment that you're witnessing yourself. I'm not giving you anything new.
See? I'm just so appreciative and thankful for this Christmas miracle.
I saw the miracle. I watched it on TV.
You're really warming my heart.
I believe that on the New Year's Eve special, which will be 1 week from today, we're all back for the New Year's Eve special. You may even be counting Nick Foles as the thing you were most thankful for in 2018. In another week.
Oh, I certainly do.
Wait a minute. We're working New Year's Eve?
Well.
We are? That wasn't part of my plan.
Oh, wait. No, no, we're not. We are.
Well, I'll see about that.
Well, you didn't tell it.
It's kind of Luke in Upper Darby. Luke, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Luke.
Upper Dublin.
What's up, Lukey?
How you doing? I just want to wish you, Tyrone and Natalie, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Same to you, Luke.
I just want to start off in regards of Jabbo from Horsham.
Yes. Oh, Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, Dave?
Well, first, on this Christmas Eve, I'd like to take a moment and celebrate
the three charming, engaging, witty, intelligent personalities that comprise the Mike Missinelli Show.
Thank you so much. It's really nice of you, Dave. Happy holidays to you.
All right. Thanks, Paul. You too. Just to couch where I'm coming from, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm psyched about the turnaround. Good for Nikki Foles, rah-rah, all that. But in my opinion, simply put, as a starter from game one, I don't think he could extend a 16-game season to a 19-game season. I think defenses would eventually catch up with him. That's just where I am. So that said, I'm focused on Wentz. Now, to couch my point, I really don't know the whole story about how RG3 went from the LeBron of football to a backup. But I do believe that it's all started with an injury, just kind of like Carson Wentz and Mike Shanahan mishandling it. So I'm looking at how the Eagles are handling Carson Wentz and his injury. There's a number of considerations. I don't expect you to address these one by one. Mm-hmm. It's just stuff to think about. Number one, did they panic and start him too soon this year because they lost one game? Did they not do a good enough job as he's coming back assessing his status week to week? If they do have this simplified game plan for Foles, why didn't they at least use it in the beginning when he was coming back to ease his reentry? Did they not properly assess the impact of a young player coming off injury to a new offensive coordinator and QB coach? And lastly, this is concerning to me. Even now, he's hurt. He has this back injury. Out of one side of their mouth, they say it takes 3 months to heal. The other side of their mouth, they say that he's good to go playing. I don't know what happened with RG.
Yeah, you raised everything legitimately. I can't answer all the questions. I can only go by what is now. And I can only go by the information that's been communicated to me, which is that Carson Wentz isn't going to play the rest of the season. And the medical staff has shut him down. So this game they're playing, I'm not sure why. I'm sure they have their reasons, but he's not going to play. All right. Let's say goodbye to the TV audience for today. Thanks, everybody, for watching on Christmas Eve. Have a great holiday, everybody, and a great Christmas, and spend time with the family, and we will see you next week. And, of course, later this week, the Mike Missinelli Show continues in the 5 o'clock hour right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Showing grit. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Eagles will continue their hunt for the playoffs after beating the Texans yesterday 32-30. Nick Foles set a franchise record throwing for 471 yards. Doug Peterson addressed the team's progress.
You talk about a Philly-type team. This is who we are right now, and quite frankly, I mean, there's not a lot of finesse about it. We try to line up and try to be the more dominant physical team, and that's what you're seeing.
Ron Jaworski checks in with Mike today at 5:10. Sixers beat the Raptors over the weekend 126-101. They'll play the Celtics tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 5:30. Flyers beat the Rangers yesterday 3-2. They play the Lightning on Thursday. Christmas is tomorrow, but there's still some time to spread cheer with the all-new Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards, the 3D cards that open up to reveal a world of holiday wonder. Find them wherever Hallmark cards are sold. We know you're busy, so we've made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com. or the Fanatic app for daily best of show podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.